Value addition is when you have brand identification, advertising at the point of purchase, product transport, at-home storage, and they assist you in your task on a day-to-day basis. That is where you would like to give a greater value for the package. Another important aspect for any package as far as storage and movement and logistics is concerned is proper labeling. It is not as easy as writing ABC on a package, done, no. In certain cases there are regulatory requirements, in certain cases labels are mandatory as a means of communicating the handling of the package, etc. Many types of symbols of package labeling are nationally and internationally standardized. For consumer packaging, symbols exist for product certification, trademarks, UNO-EGMARC, BIS marks, etc., proof of purchase. Some requirements and symbols exist to communicate aspects of consumer safety and usage. Technologies related to shipping containers are identification codes, barcodes, and electronic data interchange. These three core technologies serve the business functions in the process of shipping containers throughout the distribution channel. With transport packages, standardized symbols are also used to communicate the handling needs. Look at the normal standardized labels you have seen. You must have seen this very often. Next, you must have seen this also very often in most of your packages. These are all standardized packaging. You will find these labels appearing on most of the packages. They are communicating what is required to be done as far as the package is concerned. Of course, nowadays more important is tracking of the movement of packages as far as international trade is concerned, and therefore there are trackers. Trackers are either barcodes or RFID codes. Today you will find this kind of barcode virtually in each and every product that you buy. Outer package will have these barcodes, and these barcodes, one simple small label. Well, when you come to our import and export business, there more than normal images you need trackers, and the standard trackers are basically of these two kinds. One is barcodes and one is RFID, that is radio frequency based identification. These barcodes which you see over here, this virtually in every product today you find, and you have got to use a barcode reader which will highlight the message which is mentioned by these lines. Simple lines have got a message, full message, all requirement message as per regulatory requirements are mentioned in this one simple code. But you need a barcode reader. It is an optical machine readable representation of data which shows data about the object to which it is attached. Originally, barcodes represented data by varying the width and spacing of parallel lines, and they were referred to as linear, one-dimensional, 1D. Later, they evolved to 2D, rectangular dots and hexagons, and still later, they had more objects. Variety of symbols were also used. Barcodes were scanned by special optical scanners called barcode readers. Nowadays, there are apps developed. You can download this app, a barcode reader, onto your mobile phone, and just show it before any object barcode, you can read what is mentioned, what information is available. Later, scanners and interpretative software became available on devices including desktop printers and smartphones, which you have got today. RFID is a small chip having radio frequency. Identification is based on the radio frequency. This is wireless, non-contact system, flat. Electromagnetic fields to transfer data from that tag attached to the object for the purpose of automatic identification and tracking, even while moving. Some tags require no battery at all and are powered by electromagnetic fields, which I use to read them, because the tag contains electronically stored information which can be read even several meters away. Unlike a barcode, the tag does not need to be within the line or sight of the reader. It may be embedded in the tracked object. Why? Nowadays it is sometimes embedded on animals, embedded on human beings also. Chips contain a high frequency electromagnetic field coil, which employs a magnetic field to emit a coded identification number when queried by a reader devices, even while moving. It's got a very wide application. Access management, tracking of goods, tracking of persons and animals, toll collection and contactless payments. Today your cars moving through toll collection centers, if you have this RFID tag, prepaid tag, just drive through, automatically it will collect the information which is available on your vehicle. Then there are machine readable travel documents, and there are smart glass for massive distribution, sensor networks, etc. The tracking of sports memorabilia to verify the authenticity, and most important, airport bags today, they have become very important as a part of the tracking for logistic purposes. RFID tags are used in many industries today, even for their in-house movement from production stage to production stage. Pharmaceuticals can also be tracked through various warehouses. Mainly RFID technology is used in logistics and transport industry. Yard management, shipping and freight, distribution centers, they all use this kind of a tracking technology. These tags were mounted on locomotives and rolling stock, identify the owner, identification number and type of equipment and its characteristics. This can be used with a database to identify the lading, origin, destination, etc. of the commodity being moved from place to place. Today we have various global shipment identification numbers. These are simple tools to identify shipments when required. The key used to identify the shipment identification number is assigned by a consignor, that is the shipper. It provides a globally unique number that identifies the logical grouping of physical units for the purpose of a transport shipment. If shipment consignment comprises more than one physical object, there is no requirement that they are attached together. They can go under a single tag or multiple tag also. A consignment shipment number can also identify a logical grouping, global identification number for consignments. The first one was for individual items, this is for full consignments. WCO, World Customs Organization, has published guidelines for a unique consignment reference in 2004. This is used to identify several transport or logistic units that travel under one single customs declared or dispatched advice, like a courier mode of transportation. The global identification number for consignment is a simple tool used to identify goods in world trade. This key is used to identify a logical grouping of the goods, one or more physical entities, not a single item, that has got to be consigned to a freight forwarder and is intended to be transported as a whole by and for the freight forwarder. And that is why it is allocated to a freight forwarder or a consigner by prior agreement. I told you under digital marketing management that e-commerce, we are doing quite a lot. It has become very widely prevalent today. And accordingly, there are special requirements for packaging as far as e-commerce is concerned. Picking a product and marketing it across the social channels is one of the aspects of the cycle. The major test of your brand is when the product reaches the customer and satisfied customer is a customer when he sees the package intact, containing what is mentioned on the external package and the material as he has ordered. He becomes a fully satisfied customer. Therefore, packaging your product in the correct manner and shipping it to your customer are two very integral steps of the chain that can make or break your brand image. Your product must not be tampered until when it reaches the customer. With an increasing growth, it is imperative that sellers are able to leave a lasting impression in the minds of their customers. This is where packaging comes into play. Let's begin with understanding the importance of packaging for any e-commerce business. One, brand reputation. With packaging playing a significant role in e-commerce industry, you can use it as a tool to enhance customer experience exponentially. Safety. Nobody likes a weak packaging that can't bear the friction of the road or turbulence of the air. The packaging plays a major role in the safety of the product once it is dispatched from the warehouse till it reaches the customer. Packaging influences the perception. Your packaging the top-notch to form a lasting first impression with the customer. If your packaging meets the eye and stays with the customer, it has the ability to attract the eye of many others as well. You will immediately inform your friends, yes, this particular product I have received, I like it, product looks good, beautiful package, blah 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 blah. And this results in publicity via the customer. For those investing in luxury products, a smooth and beautiful package is what attracts them and makes them feel very special. Especially if you want to give a Valentine's gift, yeah, you need to have a very special type of packaging. considerations. Weight of package must be kept in check, as the weight of the product will define the kind of packaging material needed. Size and shape, length, breadth and height of the product should be measured properly before packaging. This will determine the size of the packaging material. Type of product. The kind of product determines the type of packaging technique that needs to be adapted. Also, special requirements can be defined, if any. Value of a shipment also plays a very important part. If the shipment is of a high value, then added layer of protection can be done for the product to ensure complete safety. Steps to package your product. First, analyze height, weight along with the nature of the product and decide the most suitable packaging for the same. If your product has different form like liquid or powders, arrange special packaging for the same. Go through packaging regulations by your chosen courier partner and pack the shipment accordingly, or export packaging, go through the regulatory requirement. As for packing, choose the packaging material for your shipment and place your package into the material. Choose properly lined boxes and bags as the primary packaging and make use of a thick secondary packaging as well. Place the items at a distance from them, preferably adding a wall of the container as fillers. If you see my first slide, I have shown you a similar box. Seal the package thoroughly from all ends. Make sure that you use pressure sensitive and water resistant tapes with a width of at least 48 mm. This has become an international requirement. Edges must be secured and the package shall be firm from all ends. If you are making use of more than one layer, make sure that there is a tight seal on all the layers of the package. And while sealing the package, always use the H type of sealing here and here, both. Labeling again. These labels identify the package and all details mentioned on them must be true. Also, attach the shipping label to the top of the surface of the package and make sure that it is even and easily readable. Certain conditions have made it mandatory that each letter of the label should be of a basic minimum size and method. Unboxing. When the product is presented, unboxing is the new product presentation. As the customer opens the box, it needs to look at a neat and convey that it has been packed with care. This experience itself is a good chance to tie in some of the brand's values, such as including post-customer recycled content. One method to elevate your brand and to enhance the unboxing experience is by adding color to the corrugated packaging, whether it is printed on the inside or outside of the shipper, by the shipper. Other methods include adding company branded tape, postcards or other marketing collateral within your box. As I told you, for Valentine's Day, you add a Valentine card. That will enhance your image. Luxury packing. This is a very important, because today luxury material is also being moved from place to place and it requires a very special kind of packaging. The packaging has got to be reverse packaging and returnable packaging. With reverse packaging, the inside of the corrugated box features a gift wrap like print pattern, while the outside is a brown carton. Once the box has been received by the gift receiver, the box can be reversed in turn into an appealing gift box. The more luxurious the item that is shipped, the more inconspicuous the exterior of the package should be made to look. Why? There should be no indication about the value which is contained in the box because of security in delivery and to minimize pilfering. If you make the external very showy, giving full indication of the luxurious item inside, theft and pilferage is bound to occur. And therefore, the external package should be a plain brown package. Printed graphics on the interior of the box is only revealed when the package is opened before the consumer. Dangerous goods. Again, these are very specialized goods which are hazardous in nature, in their very nature, but they are required to be moved. They may be solids, liquids or gases that can harm people or other living organisms or property and environment, and therefore they are often subjected to chemical regulations. Dangerous goods also include materials like radioactive, flammable, explosives, corrosives, oxidizing, biohazards, asphyxiation, toxic, pathogenic or allergenic. Also included are physical conditions such as compressed gas, liquid gas or hot material, including all goods containing such material or chemicals and may have other characteristics that render them hazardous in specific circumstances. The UN Expert Committee on Hazardous Goods has formulated common regulation for transportation of hazardous material by sea, road or air within the UN member countries. We in India are a significant signatory to this UN resolution. The regulations are IMDG for sea transportation and International Civil Aviation, ICAO, and IATA DGR regulation, that is dangerous goods regulation for air transportation. They have been implemented and are compulsorily to be used for movement of all dangerous goods. Hazmat teams are personnel who are trained specially to handle dangerous goods. They are people who handle the dangerous goods and will often wear protective equipments, especially the Metropolitan Fire Department. They have a response team specially trained to deal with accidents and spills. And persons who come in contact with dangerous goods are subject to monitoring or health services to ensure that their exposure does not exceed occupational exposure limits. In India, we have the Indian Institute of Packaging. This is a nodal agency in India for providing the service to conduct various performance tests on bulk packages. It also issues UN certificates, United Nations certificates, to a large number of industries across the country. Thereby, it promotes export of hazardous goods. The institute has got very well equipped laboratories for testing of different parameters related to IMDG or DGA regulations, etc. It is compulsory that they do the testing and give you a suitable certificate as per the United Nations certificates. They are recognized by Ministry of Science and Technology as the premier scientific and research organization for packaging. DG Shipping and DG Civil Aviation has authorized the institute to undertake testing of bulk packages for carriage of dangerous goods for export by sea or air respectively, and also to issue the UN certificates. The laboratories of the institute at Mumbai is also accredited with NABL according to ISO IEC 17025. The accreditation is obtained for 119 tests, convert mechanical, chemical and photometry of the various packaging materials. The laboratory of the institute has also been audited for recognition by BIS, Bureau of Indian Standards Specifications. UN certification was compulsorily introduced by DG Shipping. Packaging certified for utilization for transport of dangerous goods by air shall be checked by the shippers before these are actually used for the purpose. And the certified packaging shall have UN markings as indicated on the certificate. It basically means that marking on the packaging has also got to be maintained. After satisfactory performance of the sample packages, the certificate is issued by the institute to dealer manufacturers of packages for manufacturing of the package. And always there is a validity period mentioned in the certificate, which means a period during which that manufacturer can manufacture those packages. There is a general category, non-ISO 9000 for manufacturers, which has got a validity of 6 months, which can be extended, revalidated for a period of use 3 months based on type testing. And maximum period within which the package should reach the destination is 9 months from the date of issue of the certificate. Then there is ISO 9000 certified manufacturers. Their validity of certificate is 12 months, extended revalidation period of use is 6 months based on type testing, and maximum period within which such packages should reach the destination is 18 months from the date of issue of the certificate. Thank you.